Mexico border. CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
Right now, of course, asylum seekers are allowed to stay in the U.S. until their case is processed, which can take years. This new executive order is almost certainly going to face legal challenges down the road. The White House appears to be going this route now because Republicans rejected a bipartisan Senate deal that would have done something similar.
We could see more fires in the West as extreme heat takes hold. Arizona is seeing temps above 100, and other states are not too far behind. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
We're going to see triple-digit heat covering a large portion of the Southwest states, and while this extreme heat and dry conditions continue to develop and expand, more and more fires are likely to develop across the southwestern states as well, including the big ones that are already burning in portions of California, like the Corral Fire.
Reports out tonight that lawmakers in this state are looking at legislation to limit how social media platforms reach young people using certain algorithms. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
The state of New York is considering new rules that would restrict the types of content that companies can feed to minors. In particular, automated systems designed to send them stuff they might like.
There have been special flights going from the U.S. to France to remember World War II with those who fought in that war ahead of Thursday's 80-year observance of the D-Day invasion.
80 years. Yeah. This will probably be my last one. 101 years old. What do you expect?
That is Bob Gibson visiting Utah Beach. Postal Service workers are facing a growing number of dog attacks. The USPS says 5,800 letter carriers suffered dog bites last year alone. By state, California saw the greatest number of dog biting cases with 727. Texas coming in at number two. If a dog does attack, carriers are trained to stand their ground and use repellent if necessary. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
A pro golfer has an unusual problem during the final round of the RBC Canadian Open on Sunday.
Golfer C.T. Pan's caddy fell on the third hole and wasn't able to continue. 76-year-old Fluff Cowan is one of the most famous caddies in the business.
They actually brought in a random person from the gallery.
Yeah, this is allowed. You can.
And on ESPN, that fan, after one hole of carrying Pan's bag, gave way to another fan who finished the front nine. A veteran caddy who was nearby and saw it all happen on TV went to the course to finish the round. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
An 83-year-old woman was seriously injured when she was gored by a bison in Yellowstone National Park. The park says the bison was defending its space, but it gored the South Carolina woman near the Storm Point Trail. They say the bison came within a few feet of the woman and lifted her about a foot off the ground with its horns. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Most of the thunderstorm activity coming to an end here in the overnight. We'll see lows of the lower 60s. Plenty of clouds around the area. On your Tuesday, a partly sunny sky. One or two storms in the late day. Better chance into Tuesday night. High temperatures in the mid-70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Against my Mayo Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you? I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
On all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, me.
Timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
woman.
Got to be like.
Soon take advantage of you.
Got to be like.
Let me tell you.
Get a like.
My friend.
Got to be like.
I just ain't
get a like.
The dude.
Got to be like.
You oughta.
Get a like.
The lady.
Got to be like.
Best you can do.
Got to feel like.
You gotta treat her like a lady. She's giving you all the look and see. You know what I mean. Oh, you got to love her.
Love her.
Tease her. But most of all, you got to be the. You got to hold her.
Hold her.
And warn her.
Warn her.
And make her feel you'll always need her.
Need
you
her.
Know a woman. You have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna
treat her like
a lady. So actually, I'm gonna treat her.
So lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted mothers to cry.
you so lonely. Oh, you're so lonely, they could die.
Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the lonely street, they'll never, never look back and think you're so lonely. Think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel. Well, you will be, well, you'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
When the truth is found to be
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
She's the kind of girl. she told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
There's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Road must have a code.
that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And you, of tender years, can know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they
love you. everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeons gonna run to him.
We'll be right back. say candy is sweet, but it just can't compete with you, baby. You got everything I need, and nobody can please like you do, baby.
Come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while Rosemary, you must keep on trying. I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad. And smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
Guess you're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, you must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad.
And smile a little smile for me, Rosemary.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Asylum claims could look much different at this time tomorrow. That's because CBS News has learned that President Biden is expected to issue a long-anticipated executive order to partially shut down asylum processing along the U.S.-Mexico border. Our Camilo Montejo Galvez is there.
This will be a massive shift in policy here along the U.S.-Mexico border to try to suspend asylum processing between official border crossings here along the U.S.-Mexico border. That would be triggered after daily illegal crossings surpass 2,500.
Was he an addict when he bought a gun in 2018? That could be the key question heading into Hunter Biden's trial on gun charges as opening statements begin in the morning. Legal analyst Lori Levinson with more on what the case in Delaware is all about.
We expect the prosecutors to argue that Hunter Biden lied to the gun dealer. He knew that he was using drugs and nonetheless told the firearms dealer that he was not. The defense lawyers have suggested that they may argue that Hunter Biden didn't see him himself as an addict when he checked no to the question on the form.
Weeks after superstar Shohei Ohtani's interpreter was implicated in a gambling scandal, a major league player finds himself accused of betting on baseball.
I'm Peter King. Major League Baseball tells CBS Sports a current Sandy